Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. We're continuing on the list of things where a person is chayav skila for, a machalas a Shabbos. Someone's machal Shabbos, but it has to be bedover with something, shechayavnet, one is chayav al zedoyno, if we're doing it b'meizli, would be chayav karis, that type of a malacha. If it was b'meizli without warning, he would be chayav karis. Val shegigasa, if he did it b'shayeg, he would be chayev a carbon chatas. So where do we have chilul Shabbos that it's not karis without hesra? And you don't bring a carbon chatas for a shaygig. So the Gemara explains, one example would be, let's say someone walked chutz l'tchum, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's an issa d'raisa, but you're not chayev karis on it. Because karis is only by malacha, and this is not a malacha. Or it could be, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, for lighting a fire, there's no chi of karis. That's the one of the lamed tes malachais, where according to one shita, there's only a chi of malchus, no chi of misa. You may remember that from Rashi in Parshas Vayakel, on the pasuk of Levsevaru Esh B'chol Meshveseichem, so there's a machloikis, why does the Torah single out this lav? And according to one opinion, it's to say that for the lav of lighting a fire, it's just a chi of malchus, not a chi of misa. Vaitras Dr. Mishnah Makal over the Imoy, if someone curses his father or mother. Ein Chayev is not Chayev at Shiakalim B'Shem. In the Mishnah we learned this is one of the things one is Chayev Skila for. But it would only be Chayev Skila if he curses with Hashem's name. It would have to be one of seven Shemais. Shem Havaya, Yud Kevavke, or the Shem of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, and so on. But if Kilalam B'Kinui, if he only cursed them, we had this word before. The word kinui means literally like a nickname. Like we explained, it says, Hamachan Hashem L'chaveri, if you call your friend a derogatory nickname that hurts him, one can lose his chelik li'adam haba if he doesn't ask mechila. The word kinui means when you use a substitute name. So if someone cursed his parents using a name that usually refers to the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal, like Chanon, Rachum, Hagodah, Lagibber, Vanoir, but it's not Hashem's name per se. So Remeir Mechayiv, Remeir says he's still Chayiv Skila, v'chachamim poitrin, the Chachamim say that he would not be Chayiv Skila. Okay, in our Mishnah here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, we learned when it says one is Chayiv Skila for being Mechal Shabbos, it has to be on something where b'mezid, without a Siddah, he would be Chayiv Karis. If he did a b'shoigeg, he would be Chayiv Karim Chatas, which includes virtually all of the Lamates Malachis, with the exception of Loisevaru Eish. According to Reb Yossi, he says that would only be a Malkus Lav. There's no Skila for it. And perhaps according to Reb Akiva, who says that Tchum Shabbos is the Araisa, but even if a person walks past the Tchum, he may be over a Deraisa, but it's not a Malacha. For that, there would not be Skila. The Mishnah told us that if someone curses his father or mother, Chas V'Shalom, he's Chai of Skila, but the Chi of Skila is only if he uses Hashem's name. If he uses a kinui to Hashem's name, like Chana V'Racham, the mayor says he's Chayev, and the Chachamim say he's Potter. Now, even according to the Chacham, who say that he's Potter, on Misa he's still Chayev Malkus, if he was warned in front of Edom. Later on we're going to learn that there's a Chumrah, by cursing a father or mother, Chas V'Shalom, that the Mekalel is Chayev even after the father or mother are no longer on this world.